call the Finance Committee to order. Adopt or amend the agenda. Is there any additions, changes, anything?
I move to approve.
Motion's been made. Can I have a second?
I'll second.
Second. Motion's been made and seconded to adopt the agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The minutes were in your packet on page 3. Any corrections, any additions? We'll need approval on that one, too.
I'll move that.
Motion's been made. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's made by Lee and seconded by Randy to approve the minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Second quarter financials is on page 5. Any questions for staff? Comments? How we doing?
Got it here. Thank you, Mr. Chair. On page 5, revenues reflect the quarter 3 signatory payments that were received by June 30th. All were received the first week of July. On page 6 and 7, you can see our magic savings, and Bremer savings rates are extremely low. Bremer's at 0.02%. Magic has remained at 0.03 for most of quarter 2. On page 8, Okay, we have 6 maturities on our CDs remaining for 2021. The average return on those is 0.10%. Now we'll go to page 8. Fines and miscellaneous receipts are at $101,500, meaning our monthly average continues to be about $17,000 a month, which is about 26% off of the budgeted amount for 2021, which is staying pretty consistent to what we talked about in quarter 1. And then on page 9 and 10, our quarterly comparative report is showing that quarter 1 and 2 expenses are 44% of the annual budget, and Great River is 3.5% below the 2020 spending for the same time frame. Most of those savings continue to be in salaries and equipment. Several open positions were filled in May, so we'll start to see some changes reflected on the quarter 3 comparison. And that's all I had. Did anybody have any questions?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Question, thanks for the report on, I picked one out here just trying to learn how this thing is put together. But under telephone, about midway down on page 9, on that last column. So it's $29,400 current budget, year to date, $21,428. So that's well over 50% used for the year, is that right?
It is. There is telephone expenses also coming out of that RLTA grant. And so what Linda does is she posts to this budgeted amount, and then the rest comes out of the RLTA grant.
Okay, I was just thinking so this time of year, I would expect to see more like 50, and
right.
This is well above. So I'm just asking about that.
Right, exactly. And that, that budget number will increase annually to offset the RLTA balance that's coming down at the same time. So so that's how her approach is to that. So does that make sense?
Yeah. So there's two budget lines for pulling telephone expenses out of. One is in the operating, and one is actually on this, committed funds page? What page is that?
Yeah.
Page 12. So once we get to 100% spent in the operating line, the rest of it will come out of the designated fund. And once that designated fund is depleted, we'll have built that operating line up to 100% of what we're spending. But because we have funds set aside, we need to spend those down too.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions?
I learned something.
Yeah,
it's a messy thing, but it's
kind of complicated. But
some of those line items. So thanks for that question.
Otherwise, this is we don't need approval on that one. Then we'll go to certificate of deposit investment plan. It's on page 13.
So what we would like to do is open up the certificate of deposit investment options to include financial institutions within the 6 Great River counties. I've been calling around to see to check rates, just because if you look on page 15 of your packet, you can see that the magic rates are just so extremely low. Our total CD portfolio right now is at 0.110%. Rates in the local area are running between 0.2 and 0.50% for 12 months, and a 24-month rate I found at 0.60. Nothing to be too excited about, but it's a lot better than what we're getting right now. Another reason to invest in the local communities is we don't have to pay those investment fees that are reducing our interest rates that we're getting now as well. So what we'd like to do is build up the investments to levels where we had more CDs than we do liquid. Right now we're more liquid than we are CD. We want to navigate this low interest rate market and expand our ties within the local communities. So what we're looking for is a discussion with your suggestions and preferences about the plan, if you like it, how it would work, and what it looks like from your perspective. So if anybody has any comments, we'd welcome them.
Just my standard rant, and that is I'm challenged to accept the overall tendency of public bodies to run big reserves. I mean, geez, you got the power of taxation next to God herself. That's about as good at getting money as is out there, you know? So I won't put you through the rest of the speech. Maybe we'll take it up at happy hour at a future date.
Well, my comment is I'm glad to see this, because a couple of years ago I was on this kick that we needed to go local. I had some interest when CDs were a fair amount higher of a bank that was really looking for money and asked me to approach the library. So I think that's, you know, a good way to go. And I think the part that you stated about, you know, invest in the community is really good. And I think at that point, I think the Magic Fund was quite a bit better and probably was a little more safer than that right now. I think counties invest in Magic Fund.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We do. We have done in Benton County, gone to some local banks too because of this.
Yeah, I think the environment has changed from when we had that conversation last. And we've explored all options at this point. Mm-hmm. Like Amy went deep dive on, can community foundation be one of the places we invest? Mm-hmm. And we learned that state law kind of limits what we can do as a public body.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we do have in policy a requirement that things are FDIC insured. That's the one thing that we do that we wouldn't have to do. But I think there's enough FDIC-insured institutions within the region that we should be able to get a more competitive rate. But we're going to want to keep it to maybe six institutions, because assuming you guys are comfortable with this, this means that in September we have to come to you with the institutions we're investing in and the approval to do it so that we can take the next step, because we have to have, you know, board action to show that that's where we're going to invest the money. So it's a little longer process because we're public.
Right. I think it's a good deal. I mean, I like you included all six counties, but I mean, if you can't, I wouldn't be, God hope, you know, not upset if you didn't find one in Benton County that wasn't substantial to one in Stearns County. I mean, we go with the one that has more money.
Yeah. Well, and there's some banks that have locations in multiple counties, yeah. So we'll be looking at those for sure.
Are you planning to meet with the bank directly? I know you said you called around and got some rates and that type of thing.
At this point, I've just been calling around. Once we start moving forward, I will start reaching out to specific banks and seeing what they can offer. But to get onto your point about making sure that we have all counties represented, I've called banks in every county, and they are quite similar in rates. So it should be a good way to spread things out. So
they all know we exist,
right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And they all know that we got some extra money.
Yeah. And I would hope we would get a preferred rate.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Not just the standard street rate. That there's a significant amount of dollars to be invested there.
Mm-hmm. So, Mr. Chair, I think it's a good idea. I also think this will switch at some point again, and we'll be right back where we were, you know, what was it, 3 years ago or something. Mm-hmm. So what kind of a rate do we pay Magic? Do you know what we pay for processing? Or
for the privilege of buying a CD from them, we pay 0.15% of the interest rate. So if we're earning 0.40 on a CD, we take 0.15 off of that. And on our books, then it's 0.25. So we are losing.
Got it.
So you can see the net rate is what we put on the financial report. You can see if you add 0.15, that's the actual advertising.
I don't know if banks are looking for money. At the last time when I brought it forward, there was a Pacific Bank that was really looking for money, and that's why they were out there, you know, trying to find money.
Well, where she shouldn't hear you. We got a board member that's a bank board member, and we should ask her what her board's doing.
Okay.
But bottom line is, there's financial constipation in getting the loans out the door. It's a real challenge. You get a few board members from different institutions together. It's a common complaint. Who'd ever thunk?
Anything else? Or move forward, kind of the consensus here?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, I'd move to endorse that strategy that's laid out here in this document.
Okay. So we don't need a motion on that, do we?
We'll still need a board action on the investments, so yeah. We didn't put this as an action item.
All right.
So we still need it. Yeah, September.
And then we have the
budget.
The 2022 budget proposal. It's on page 17. If you had a chance to look at it.
Yeah. Same budget we've been looking at since March, I think. Things to point out. Regional library basic system support, as in prior years, we don't know that number for certain until after September. So we're guessing on that $1.596 million on page 21. But it's a pretty good guess, I think. I should point out, too, that there was a proposal to change the formula at the state. And in the final hours of negotiating the education bill, that fell onto the floor, even though both the House and the Senate conference committees had moved it forward. Representative Dan Wolgamott was chief author from our area on the House side of that and worked really hard to try to get it in there, but it just, nothing outside of the education formula basically made it into that education budget this year. So that isn't changing. The other thing worth noting that I haven't mentioned before is on page 26, you know, there's been a big shift in the formula, and we've tried to minimize the amount each county pays for this budget with the addition of reserves. But the number that Wright pays is not so much different anymore from what Stearns pays. And I don't know how long it will take for those two counties to replace each other as first and second in terms of contribution to the budget. When that happens, the number of seats on this board will also shift from 4 Wright County members and 5 Stearns County members to the opposite, 5 Wright County members to 4 Stearns County members. That may or may not happen in the next couple of years. It depends on tax capacity, depends on how many cardholders there are, depends on what population does, but they're getting closer together. And I hadn't really noticed that. I mean, I knew that trend was coming, but I hadn't noticed how close they had gotten. They're about $100,000 apart in this budget. So worth pointing out.
And the population plays a part of that too, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's population, net tax capacity, and borrower numbers. So at some point, Wright County may pay more than Stearns County. And when that point comes, per the joint powers agreement, the county with the largest budget share gets the most seats on the board.
Okay.
So might happen next 23 at the earliest, obviously, because this is a 22 budget. But it could change some things for everybody. Any questions on the budget? I guess I've gone over it multiple times, so I can go over it in detail again if you need me to.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
So just for clarification, the last meeting we talked about, for example, Wright typically gives about $2 million. And then we were talking about using reserves, and I was going to drop it way down to like 20-some thousand, wasn't it, next year?
Well, the total amount of reserves gets run through the formula. So it's hard to say what a dollar will be divided out next year because we don't know what the formula factors are until January.
Well, what was that we discussed and ironed out to where it looked like most counties are going to be zeroed out, but we were going to be at 20-some thousand because you said, hey, Mike, how does that look to you? You're not going to be zeroed out. And I said, well, compared to $2 million, it's really good.
Yep.
So I'm wondering, are we going to see that here, and when will I be free to break that great news to Wright County?
After tonight, the budget will be final.
So and is that in here somewhere?
Yeah,
that
if
I
you look on page 26, those are the same numbers we looked at in March.
Okay.
And the total change is in that bottom right-hand gray box. You can see the change by county, the total dollar amount, and the percentage change by county.
Okay.
So it's operating change versus total change.
Yeah.
Yep.
And part of the shift was we moved more dollars from capital into operating, so the total amount counties contributed as a whole stayed the same, but because of the formula, it shifted how those dollars are divided up. So the total amount that Wright County will contribute in 2022 will be $2,164,870 of operating, now $9,094 of capital, and for a total of $2,173,964. And you can see that in that first gray box on the left on the bottom.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well, kind of. Did I misunderstand that we're paying $28,000 overall instead of $2 million because the money's coming from somewhere else? The balance.
It's $28,000 more than last year.
$28,000 more.
Yeah.
Oh, I did completely misunderstand.
Okay. Well,
I think part of your confusion came as at one point we had some discussion about holding every county harmless, and talking to Karen, that was almost impossible to unless we juggled the whole formula.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that just became an awful lot of work. Or, you know, I mean, almost became impossible, right?
Right.
I guess I must have missed that part, because when I left, whenever the last one was, I thought that we were the ones that were left not zeroed out, because we were going to be paying 20-some thousand, which compared to $2 million is good.
Okay. Yeah.
So I don't know where the disconnect was, so it isn't great news to report back that I got to keep quiet about.
Well,
library update.
I'll be coming to all of the county meetings to talk budget. So
that's good.
I will be there to help explain it. And I think for the commissioners who've been through the budget cycle before, they'll understand. But I know there's at least one other commissioner that's pretty new. So
mm-hmm. Okay.
And the other part, if we wouldn't have dipped reserves, the 28 million might have been, or 28,000 might have been 38,000 instead.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
48.
Or 48.
Right. Yeah.
We don't know what it really would have been had we not went into reserves. The part of it is that, you know, Todd County's formula came in a little higher, and two of the counties had some relief, and one had a very little increase, and that's just the way the formula is. It took me a long time to understand the formula, too.
Okay.
If
thanks,
you want, Ed. I can go over it again with you offline, too. It's complicated, especially the first couple of times we do it.
Okay, that helps.
Well, it confuses things to users because Benton County has a lot of users that come to Little Fork.
Yeah.
And that's where it
gets. Yeah, 80% of the users in Benton County use the St. Cloud Library, which is not in their county. So every county's got their own special circumstance we need to explain.
If you do Benton County's users between St. Cloud, Royalton, and probably Becker.
Yeah. Becker's used quite
a bit. We can track that, right?
To some degree, yeah. Right. We know where they've signed up for their card, we don't always know where they've used their card.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
And at the end of the day, Mike, it did not Wright County probably exceed all the other counties in population growth? You know, is that a way to skin
probably.
It?
Probably.
You know?
But that's one part of the formula.
It is. Mm-hmm. Only one part, but maybe tangible for the other commissioners.
You got to tell your other commissioners, hey, our county's growing, that's why it's going up. You know,
it's a consequence to growth.
You don't want to tell them to stay out of the library because then that affects.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions on the proposed budget? I think we've seen it a couple of times now. This is an approval item.
I'll move approval.
Second.
Motion's been made by Lisa and seconded by Wayne to approve the 2022 budget. Any other discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. And we have number 7, the unsigned fund balance spending recovery plan. It's on page 27.
Right. So as part of spending down the reserve per policy, we need to lay out a plan for how we're not going to spend reserve someday. So this is a 5-year spend down plan for the amount that we've budgeted for reserves this year. So in 2022, this includes the $315,000, $218,000 that we included in the operating line for reserves. It's not a spend down plan that includes the rollover amount from last year's surplus. So this is only for the amount we're drawing down from the existing reserve. So I dropped each amount by about 75% each year to get down to zero by 2027. That would take the total amount of reserves down to $840,218 over the course of 5 years. So next year we would build in $230,000 worth of reserves, $160,000 in 2024. So you can see how we would move away from using it in operating long term. Our total amount is up on top. This came over from the audit report that you saw in May. So in May, the auditor calculated we had 3 months in excess of reserve and then this $2,177,000. So you could subtract that 840 from that 2 million to give you a sense of what would be left in reserve after we were done over and above the 3-month mark. And I can explain that differently if that isn't clear.
So we got 2,177,000
right.
In excess of 3 months.
Yep.
And if you take off the 840,000, we're still going to be at 1.345 million.
Yep.
Above and beyond.
Above and beyond what
beyond
we really
3 months.
Need.
Right.
Yeah.
This doesn't include the 400,000 that's in there from the
it does
the rollover.
Doesn't.
Does not.
Does not.
So that there isn't a spend down plan for that. But as of right now, as you saw in the quarter two financials, right. We're still running a surplus. So I think that may take care of itself over time. But at some point, we may want to address that. But since last year we did that without having an issue with the reserve, and this year we didn't have an issue with the reserve, I didn't feel like we needed a spend down plan for both numbers this year. And we could create that for the other one if you want to. But this one we should probably approve. And, you know, we could make it last longer. We could make it take less time. It's totally up to you how you guys want to approach it.
Mr. Chair, so my missus, what's our 3-month reserve total? That's not in here either, though, is it?
It's right there up on top, 2.3 million.
Where is that?
It's toward the top of that page right here. You have that second number. It's right up on top of the page here. So it says unassigned fund balance as of 12/31.
Yeah, mine's
5.74.
4 months in a
so
reserve.
The next line is the total dollar amount that is. That's
yep.
$4.5 million.
Okay.
3 months is 2.3.
There. Okay. Yep. So what we're required roughly basis 2.3 million.
Right.
We should have in reserve.
Yep. Correct.
Okay. There we go.
So there's plenty of leeway in the reserves even after
right.
If we would adopt this plan.
Right. And I think this is just to address the amount we put in this year. That's not to say we can't adjust along the way.
Okay.
Like, RLBSS could come in $100,000 short.
Right.
We'll have to figure out what to do with that. You know, so I built this just from a conservative perspective, knowing that we're not going to want to drop that reserve amount real fast. But at the same time, there's a lot of unknowns with the budget.
Well, the legislator could stick some money in there maybe. Or
wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we fight for every year.
Yeah.
So basically this is addressing 2022's budget, and the rest is kind of an estimate? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. It's how you could get to zero over a five-year period of time by drawing down of the reserves and the total amount that would impact the total reserves.
Right, and there'd still be extra.
Yeah.
Right. So again, Mr. Chair, so again, this is for 2022. We're not approving 2023, 24. This is just showing what we have
so,
possibly.
Right, and I'm guessing like with the base budget next year, we'll start with whatever we set aside in November from the surplus and this $230,000 amount as part of the base budgeting exercise, and then we'll have a conversation
then
about what happens next.
Then we can go from
next.
There.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess as long as the door is always open for...
Yeah, it doesn't close the door.
Yeah. Well, you heard the explanation, and this is an action item.
I'd move the proposal.
Second.
Okay, motion by Lee, seconded by Randy to approve the spend down and recovery plan. Any other discussion?
So will this have to come? I didn't look in. Will this have to come in front of the board too, though?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we would need a motion from them, too, though, from the board.
To,
on this.
Yeah,
so,
or to approve the financial
report. Yeah, they approve the finance committee report.
During the
report.
During the meeting, we do the report.
So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. The next meeting is September 15th. So we don't meet in August.
Unless you really want to.
Ed, you didn't meet in June.
I know.
She's
the second time in a week. She's
the only reason we didn't have a meeting because you didn't.
Oh!
I don't think that's
I don't
how it
think
rolled
so.
Out.
I just want to get in. He's my neighbor.
Seen that bus coming.
Yeah, I'd like names on that one.
Yeah.
I leave you guys one meeting.
Yeah, she told me that. I was down to visit Sherburne County, and she goes, I let you in charge of one meeting, and you canceled it. She goes.
Here,
yes.
Reference that date. I don't know how many of the others are involved, but we have an MRC meeting in Alexandria, according to my calendar, on September 15th. Is that?
Oh, AMC.
AMC or MRC?
MRC.
I thought that was on Thursday,
have.
Friday,
oh,
Lisa, right?
Minnesota Rural Conquest.
Right.
We're not a part of that.
Oh, yeah, we ain't neither.
Some of us aren't. We're not all a part of that,
right.
But that's a good point, Mike. So that conference, yes, AMC conference. No.
MRC.
This is the wrong date on here. We meet the 14th.
You said September 15th. It's a Wednesday, so
oh.
it should be a Tuesday.
It should be the 21st.
It should be Tuesday.
It's the 14th.
Actually,
it should be the 21st.
Good
Thanks,
catch, Mike. Good
catch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Somebody.
We all missed that on both agendas.
So change it to the 21st, September 21st.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay.
But
what time are we starting?
That is the week before
yeah.
that. So it'll be 5 o'clock, most likely.
Okay.
Probably.
If we have all three meetings, it'll be 5 or 5:30. Just put 5.
Good.
You got to be by a mic.
You've
got to
come
over
here.
If you're real caucus, it's better.
Okay.
Good thing we got somebody that's on top of the game.
I know.
The newbie.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike.
Got to earn my keep.
That's good. Thank you.
Is there any other business to come before the board or the finance committee?
Person at the elementary.
Otherwise, we're adjourned.